Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus. May He keep our hearts in perfect peace. Today is February 25th, 2015, and I'm sharing with you a page from my journal. In spite of the binding prayer which I began the day with, I felt a certain melancholy come over me. Along with it was the feeling that the Lord didn't approve of me and didn't want to be close to me, as if I had been rejected by Him. After a bit of consideration about what was happening in my heart and mind, I realized this was an attack to separate me from the Lord and discourage prayer. When I came into worship after a short while, I saw Him, and He asked me to turn the music off and began speaking to me. And what I want to share with you here is His heart attitude towards all of His brides, towards all of you. Now, I'm not a privileged character. It just so happens that this was a message He gave me, but He feels this way about all of you. He began, "Oh, my precious, you mean so much to me. Don't ever allow yourself to be duped into thinking otherwise. Your enemies are very clever. And no matter how much you know or think you know, or I've shown you, it is still a matter of cooperation and casting down everything that lifts itself up against the knowledge of God. Your enemies are clever and relentless. They wait for you and spring on you like a lion. They wait and slowly stalk you. When you are not exactly consciously aware until you feel the very thing they are forcing on you, you become hoodwinked, netted like a butterfly. They lie in wait for my little butterfly and then suddenly swoop their evil net over her to be captured so they can tear her wings off. Oh, my beloved, don't ever allow them to take your wings, your freedom in me. The beauty of your wings, painted by me, supremely beautiful and free. Oh, so free. Oh, so calm and at liberty to fly and create with me. Fly into the heavenlies. Oh, how they hate and even envy your freedom. It reminds them of all they forfeited when they rebelled against me. And now they will never get it back. So they can't even stand to see you happy, creating, praising, resting, and loving me. It reminds them of their bondage and what they gave up. Bitterly they look back on their past, but even then their hatred for me burns, and you are their target. All of my brides, whom I adore, are targets for their malice, because they figure that if they can't hurt me directly, at least they can do harm to my brides and hurt them. My beloved, don't let them steal what you and I have together. Be vigilant, Claire. Be oh so vigilant. When you feel even the slightest agitation in your soul, know that they are present and intending to hurt you. But you have all the weapons to fight them. Fight valiantly, my bride. I still have much for you to say and do to draw in my other brides. Don't let them take your peace, your joy, your security in my arms. Hold on to me tightly and rebuke them for their temerity to steal away my bride by discouraging lies. Then you will have that peace I have offered you that passes all understanding." And that's the end of the message.